Praise the Lord. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision Television for you. And today we're going to talk about the power that brings the world to its knees. Yes, there is a power that keeps the world to its knees before you and for you. I'm so prayerfully happy to be with you today. I'm so thankful to have this great message of the Lord for you. And I want to thank the Lord for you today that you're watching. And you're going to be moved by this message and changed. Your life is going to be changed. God wants us to understand, beloved, that this is the time now that we're in the last days of the last breath. A lot of people say we're in the last days of the last days. Well, God showed me we're in the last days of the last breath. And He is moving mightily on your behalf. He's coming before His children in ways, experiencing, exampling Himself, revealing Himself unlike ever before. While I was coming to the broadcast station today to the studio, a precious partner called me, and they started praising the Lord for me and telling me that their pastor had prayed for me and that they wanted me to know that certain things that I should know. And I said, you know, you need to let your pastor know that unless God speaks through me, I don't talk. I've learned to not talk unless He speaks through me. So the message you're getting today is coming directly from the Lord. And I want you to understand that you are God's child. If you know the Lord Jesus, you are God's child. And you belong to Him, and He belongs to you. He belongs to you because you belong to Him, and He wants you to own Him. Let's look at 1 John 4, and we'll look at 1 John 5, chapter 5 as well, where God says that His love lives in His people. His love lives in you. How many times does the enemy or your natural mind thinking tell you, I don't have the love of God, or God can't love me, or God isn't going to love me, or look what I've done, or look what I've thought, or look how I've acted. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. God loves you. He loves you beyond your dreams and imaginations. He says in 1 John 4, 7 through 10, He is love. He doesn't just have love for you. He is that in you. He is His love alive inside your spirit. Beloved, you are His holy, royal champion, woman or God, woman of God or man of God if you're watching this broadcast. You are that. You don't just have that. You are that. And God says in 1 John 4, 7, and 10, my beloved friends, let us continue to love each other since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. How many times do I get phone calls that say, I don't think God's near me. I don't feel God in my life. Well, isn't it wonderful that your feelings have nothing to do with a whole lot? They're real. Your feelings are real, but they're not the truth if they disagree with the Lord. Amen? So let's get rid of your little feelings today. Little feelings feelings of worry, feelings of doubt, feelings of anger, feelings of not good enough, feelings of struggle, feelings of anger, feelings of unforgiveness, feelings of hurt. Somebody said something to you, and it just didn't sit right, and oh, it hurt you so bad. And now it's a week later, 2 weeks later, 5 years later, and you're still talking about it. Leave that alone. Throw that down, kick it to the curb. Anything that does not bless you and honor and bless the Lord and bless somebody else, get rid of it out of your life. And feelings are something you can get rid of. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love, so you can't know Him if you don't love. This is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son, Jesus, His Son, as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and mistakes and worries and doubts and struggles. God sent His Son to clear this away and clear the damage that they've done to our relationship with God. You see, those things damage your relationship to God. When you're angry and unforgiving, when you're struggling, you're denying, you're refusing God's love for you, His love in you. You're refusing that. And I want you today to know that you don't have to refuse that. You're not to refuse it. You're to embrace it. You're to honor Him with the love He's given you inside you. You are God's beloved, and you have Jesus, and you have God's power, and you have His authority, and you have His richest love, and you have God majestically loving you. My goodness, how great that is. How great that is. I know you've heard all the old-time sayings. Oh, I was talking to my husband earlier today about an old-time saying that my mother would sing to me when she was fixing my hair. And I never did know what it meant until I grew up. She said there was a little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. And when she was bad, she was very, very bad. And when she was good, she was very good. That is so funny to me right now, because I'm still the little girl that has the little curl right in the middle of her forehead, and I'm not very, very bad. I am very good because God is in me. What would have happened in my life if God had revealed Himself, or I had received what I was hearing from God and not hearing those kind of things as a child? Well, I think I'd have had probably 40 years earlier, I would have known the Lord the way I do now. I would have seen Him differently. He looks at me with His sweet eyes of love, and He loves me with all His heart. He looks at you with His sweet eyes of love, and He loves you with all His heart. He wants you to know that today. You are His beloved, royal, holy champion child that He made in His image. He made you in His image. And you belong to Him, and He belongs to you. All right, let's finish that scripture up. And they and the damage that things have done to you in your life were done to your relationship with God. Oh boy, now we can get going. Satan wants to use you to challenge God. Use you. Use your hurts, use your pain, use your unforgiveness, use your sorrow, use your grief. Use it to challenge God. He hates God. He doesn't care about you. He just wants to use you to hate God. Well, I can tell you today, stop that. I'm not going to ever agree for the enemy to use me again to challenge my Father God. I can tell you today, beloved, you are the love of God, and the love of God is in you, and He is love in you. And you don't have to feel rejected or harmed or hurt or full of grief or unforgiving. You don't have to feel any of that. You just say, I refuse the right for those feelings to be in my life. I refuse it, Father, and I thank You that Your Word is the truth over every feeling that I'm talking about. Yes, Lord, thank You. Beloved, You are His royal holy champion. It pleases God to unlimited royally prosper you. Prosper you with His promises of yes and amen. Oh, I've heard people said to me, oh, well, Rose, God doesn't always say yes to you. I'm going to tell you that God is a yes God. He will do whatever you say, even if you shouldn't be doing it. He'll say, well, whatever you want to do. I don't like it. I don't want you to do it. But if you want to do it, you've got the will and you can go do it. That's what God says to us. He doesn't stop you. He doesn't tell you, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no, you can't say that. Oh, no. He says, if you want to go jump in the road and lay down and a truck run over you, you can do that. Well, now, who wants to choose that in their life? I don't want to choose that. I want to choose Him. I want you to understand that God's promises of yes and amen. They are in all areas of your life, including money, but far more than money. Far, far more than money. And that's in Psalms 35, 27 and Mark 16, 15 through 18. You are a spirit and you have a soul and you live in a body. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back, because I want you to understand how your life is operating and how it can operate in the victory and blessing and greatness and goodness of God at all times, in all ways. Well, Rose, you're just talking about a utopia living, a heaven on earth. No, I'm talking about godly living. I'm talking about the praises of God that you're going to start doing. Because when you praise God, you bring glory to Him and you remind the enemy he's defeated and you know who you are. Yes, beloved, he's reminded very much who you are when you praise God. I love you so much. I can't wait to be back here with you in about 3 minutes or however long it is. Watch your screen. Write down the numbers and the product, because I've got things I want you to order. And I will talk to you about those as well at the end of the program. I love you so much. I want you to be free as God made you. I want you to be as great as God made you. I want you to know Him greater than you've ever known Him before. I love you. And I'll see you in about, maybe 2 minutes. Talk to you then.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
I'm so glad you stayed with me, and what a time we're having. We're talking about the power that brings the world to its knees. And we're in 1 John 4. And chapter 4 and also chapter 5. And now we're going to look at verse 4 and 5 of 1 John 5. That's kind of a tongue-tied tingler there. But every God-begotten person conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is your great faith of God in you. God's great faith in you brings the world to its knees. God's great love in you. God's great forgiveness in you. God's great healing in you. God's great joy, His great courage. All these things of God bring the world to its knees. And how does that happen? Because every knee, every name, every tongue has to bow to the name above all names, Jesus. And God makes them bow. And everything has knees, names, and tongues, beloved. Trees even have knees. I have a tree farm and I know about knees on trees. And they have names. And they all have to bow to the Lord. We were talking about the spirit and the soul and the body. 3 parts. A lot of people get the soul and the spirit mixed up. They think it's the same thing. Your soul is your thinking, your emotions, your feelings, your physical body, your intelligence, your health. Those are your soul things. Your spirit is who you are. The spirit of you is what was reborn, not your soul. Your spirit was reborn when you received Jesus, and God Himself fused His spirit into your spirit, and you became one with Him in His image. Wow! Kaboom! Isn't that the greatest? Think of it. He fused His Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of the Holy Spirit into your spirit, and your spirit was reborn. Your body, your mind has no life without a spirit. When the spirit leaves the body dies. Jesus was on the cross, and He said, "It is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit, Father." And He bowed His head and gave up His spirit. That's when His body died. Bodies don't die because of cancer or diabetes or a car wreck or a gunshot wound or a drug overdose. Bodies don't die for those reasons. I hear it all the time. People say, "Well, cancer killed my sister," or "they had an accident kill my..." No. The body dies when the spirit leaves the body. And when the spirit leaves the body, there is no life. There is no life left in the body. And the body dies. And this is a whole nother teaching that we'll do another time as well. But today we're going to clarify that you are God's love in your spirit. And you have the mind of Christ. You have two minds, the natural mind thinking and the mind of Christ thinking. You have two ears. You have two legs, two arms. You have one mouth. Thank goodness for that sometimes. The one mouth you have is to be used to glorify the Lord. Your two ears hear Him physically. And then you have another ear of the Spirit that hears Him supernaturally. This is deep teaching, beloved, but you're ready for it because God said so. You have the mind of Christ, which is your supernatural mind that is full of skill, wisdom, and understanding. And then you have a natural mind that thinks naturally and needs renewed constantly. The natural mind is where Satan speaks to you, suggests things to you. "Oh, you're not worth it. You can't do it. You don't have enough education. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough money. You live on the wrong part of town. You're the wrong color. You didn't come from the right nation. You didn't grow up with the right family. You didn't have a father. You didn't have a mother. You grew up in a homeless shelter." I mean, how many negative, nasty, crippling things can the enemy come up with? A lot. But God is unlimited. And He's come up with what He says is you have the mind of Christ. And He says, "I've given you skill, wisdom, and understanding." Skill, wisdom, and understanding. That means that God, that you understand that God alone prospers you. You didn't get what you get because you worked hard. You may have worked hard and gotten some things, but you didn't get them because you worked hard. You got them because God provided for you. God is your source. He is the only source of you. Not your Social Security income, not your disability income, not the big check or the little check you get from the boss at the factory or the company you work with or the business you have. No. Or the alimony of the divorce. I mean, come on. Those things are not your source. God is your source. And it comes through you to your soul, to your life, your physical life, through the Spirit. Glory to God. You are God's holy child. And He didn't make you in one part and just a little bit. He made you whole in His image. Completely whole. Not lacking anything. Never lacking anything. I've got a new book coming out I'm going to offer you in a minute, and it's got seven topics, but eight principles in it that deal from Genesis through Revelation of how in this world you have power over the world. One of the principles is God's love and His Word. That's number one. The second one is how you think. The third one is your emotions. The fourth one is your decisions. The fifth one is your actions. The sixth one is your habits. The seventh one is your character. And the eighth one is your destiny. Do you know that you will never reach your destiny? It's unlimited with God. There is no reachable ability to it. Unlimited can never be calculated. And eternity and now, here and the hereafter, are now one. You're living in eternity now. 5 minutes from now will be the future. And that's eternity. Isn't that awesome? Let's unlimit the Lord. Let's look at our scripture in 1 John 5:4-5. It is the conquering power of God alive inside you, in His great faith in you, that brings the world to its knees. The person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes, agrees, accepts, expects Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God Himself in the flesh. Jesus is healing. He doesn't just have healing for you. He is that. He does not just have an anointed life for you. He is your anointed life. Oh, we've got to get the I, me, my out of our conversations, beloved. You'll be a lot happier when you start saying, I think this and I want that and I can do this and I can do that. How about saying, through Christ, you do all things. Through Christ in you. Through Christ, you live your life holy. Through Christ, you are His royal, beloved, holy champion, woman or God. Woman or man of God. Should you not understand that, just praise Him that He understands it. He wants you to understand it, but you don't have to for it to be so. I don't have to know what it takes to make a car run for a car to run. Amen? If it took my knowledge to make a car run, it would never get anywhere. I just know when I put the key in it and turn it over, it's going to start going. Amen? So your understanding of what it takes to make a car run doesn't matter. It's going to go whether you understand it or not. And whether you understand, and God wants you to understand Him, but whether you do or not, does not make Him able to operate on your behalf. Amen, amen. I want to bless you. I want to be with you again in the next broadcast. Be sure to get your schedule and watch it. And we're coming to a close here, and I want to offer you these little books. This one, 30 Days the Champion in You. That's 30 days of Scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of praise prayers. I want you to learn to praise God, not just tell Him what to do, not holler at Him like He's deaf. I used to do all that, beloved. It doesn't work. Don't do it anymore. Praise Him. Worship Him, honor Him, glorify Him. So get this little book. It has praise prayers in it, one for every day. It has a scripture teaching on that scripture of that day. And once you get through the 30 days, just read it again. Just start over. And then we have this great book, This Is It, which I told you about a minute ago. And these two I want you to order. This is 80 pages of scripture, 80 pages of teaching. I think, actually, maybe this is even greater than that. I may be mistaken about that. It may be more pages than that. But give me a call. Give the ministry a call. Order these two books. Let us bless you. We want to bless you. We want you to have the Word on every page in these books. And we want you to understand what your words that you speak mean. I want you to know the Lord greater than ever before, and so does the Lord. He wants to reveal Himself to you beyond your dreams. I love you. I can't love you enough. I'm Rose. This has been Clear Vision, and I thank you for watching, and we'll see you again soon. And I want you to give the ministry a call and sow your seeds, sow your love, sow your joy, sow your money, sow your time to the Lord with me in this ministry. and watch Him use you to increase Jesus across this earth. Until next time, just remember, nothing's too big, too hard, too wonderful, too small for God. He loves you so much.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. And this is it. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Before we close every program, I want to pray with you and praise the Lord for you. We do praise praying with our ministry here. We give God all the glory of everything we do. And I want to ask you, if you haven't received the Lord, to receive Him today. Bring Him into your heart. Take Him on as your only provider, your only source, your only love, your first love, your greatest love. Love Him with all your heart. Father, we thank You. We give You praise and glory right now for those who have watched, that they've heard You and seen You, and they know You, Father, greater than ever before. I praise You, Father, that every seed they sow of love, of joy, of peace, of time, of courage, of strength, of money, trust in You, Father. Trust that You have given us the privilege to have, Lord. I thank You that every seed they sow is used by You, Father, through this ministry to increase Jesus. Increase Him throughout this earth. Increase Him throughout the universes. And Father, I expect You today to increase who is watching. With every seed they sow, Father, of love and joy and everything emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, I praise You that every seed they sow, Father, increases and comes to an expected harvest of abundance in their life of love and joy and peace and money and time and courage and strength. Everything they've sown to You, Father, I thank You. Beloved, I love you. If you've received the Lord today, let us know. We have special things to send you for that precious, precious decision you've made. And if you have seen the Lord greater today, let us know that. We love you so much, and I'll see you next time.